Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show, a cardiologist's guide to real food, real living, and real happiness. Are you struggling with losing weight, fatigue, depression, or conditions that have you on medications? Is your health good, but heart disease or cancer run in your family? Most medical conditions are reversible or preventable. There is a better way to live. Let Dr. Day help you to feel younger today.
Welcome to the Dr. John Day Show. This is Jane Day, and it is so fun to be here with you again. Those of you who heard my podcast 24 on food rules will remember that John gave me a nice introduction. I thought going forward, I'm just going to take it from here. Logistically, it's a lot easier. So the topic today that I'd like to discuss with you is the clutter in my life, taking back my power. My typical reaction upon entering my children's room has often been, "This place is such a mess. You guys have got to clean this up now." And so many times with such a sense of urgency that I felt, I meant now. And I would quickly work with them to get some layer of clutter cleared before I could commence with whatever it was I had come in there for in the first place. And it was the same around the house where people kept leaving dirty socks, dropping them on the floor instead of putting them in the laundry bin, leaving games out, getting more games out, pieces getting mixed up, dishes still on the counter after they were done with their meal. I felt like I was constantly after them, saying, "Guys, remember, dirty socks belong in the laundry bin, not the floor. Please put each game away after you play so they aren't all out at the same time with the mixed up pieces. And it saves you time to do your dishes before you leave the kitchen because no one has to call you back. And then you don't have to interrupt what you're doing." And we are still working on all of these things, but something has changed. It occurred to me that while there were areas of the house where I had less control over others' actions, at the same time, there existed areas that I could control. And by changing these areas, I could positively influence my dilemma of the clutter in the house. I got really excited about this thought. Even just the thought itself was liberating. And I thought, where can I start? I decided to start with my bathroom drawer. I figured this would give me an immediate and achievable win. And I couldn't wait to get started. As soon as the kids were in bed that night, I headed straight for that drawer and I got to work. I cleared out bottles of stuff, some of which had been in there for more than a decade. I am one who tends to hang on to things thinking, gosh, what if I need this someday? The image of that clean drawer gave me a lift each time I thought about it. The next night, I tackled the bathroom cupboard. This, I know, the starting projects late at night habit is something else I'm working on, but that's another topic for another day. So I did get some immediate rewards from working on these areas under my control. And what happened when I shifted my focus to the areas under my control? My need to fix other people's clutter lessened. And actually, the clutter itself lessened as well. And I had taken back my power, and with it came a greater sense of peace. I found myself walking into my kids' rooms, being unaffected by the clutter, and being able to focus on the person with whom I came to interact instead of the mess. And when I did ask my children to clean their rooms, the request came free of that sense of desperation that I previously held that accompanied such quote-unquote requests. And my children sensed this shift, and their resistance seemed to melt away to the same place my anxiety had vanished. They now seemed to find the mental and physical space to move forward on their own. And, you know, the results are really astounding at times. They actually have taken initiative to, for example, the other night, clean their desks one night instead of going to bed right away. And I know what you're thinking. They're following my bad example of staying up late to start a project. Yes, we'll have to tackle that issue separately, and I promise you I'll let you know how it goes. But the point I want to make here is that in blaming an external factor, I was giving my power away, when all along I really had the power within to change my situation. It sounded something like this. So giving away my power sounded like, "I just can't keep on top of all of the clutter in the house because my kids leave their stuff everywhere." And taking back my power sounds something like this. You know, I can organize my own areas, and that is overall changing the clutter situation in my home, as well as my reaction to it, and the energy I put around when I'm working to teach my children about taking care of their own clutter. Despite the existence of factors beyond my control, when I put the focus back on me and the things that are within my control, I can change my situation. Now, think for a minute, where are you giving away power that is actually yours to use? Here are a couple of common excuses that you may have heard from others or even possibly yourself. So here's giving away your power and health. I have high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, or whatever, fill in the blank condition, because it runs in my family. Taking back your health or your power in your health might sound something like this. My lifestyle choices have an even greater impact than my genes do on whether or not I develop conditions, and studies show that this is actually true, even genetic conditions. I can make some small lifestyle changes knowing that most of the conditions are reversible or preventable and that I can turn genes on or off through my lifestyle choices. This is actually true. Studies show that this is true. About 25% of the impact on whether or not we develop a condition would be genetic, and the other 75 is based on lifestyle choices, and those genes can be turned on or off depending on how we decide to lead our lives. Another example, giving away your power in exercise. So a very common one is, I am so busy with work and family and all of the responsibilities that I just don't have time to exercise. Now, taking back your power in exercise might sound something like, by making exercise a priority, I know that I actually gain time back during my day and over my lifespan. Studies do show that exercise promotes energy, alertness, and concentration, so that increases the productivity and quality of the remainder of the hours in the day, and of course, promotes wellness, which helps you to maintain feeling well and more energetic for a longer period of time in your lifetime. So here is my challenge for you this week. Follow these 7 steps to take back your power. Number 1, get curious. As you go through the week, observe yourself with curiosity. What situations do you wish could be different? Where are you perhaps blaming factors or people outside of yourself for this situation? Write down everything that comes to mind. Number 2, focus. Pick one, only one, of these situations for now and write that one down, the one that you're selecting. Number 3, identify. Get creative and pinpoint one thing within your control, not dependent upon outside factors or people, that you can do differently in this one situation and write that down. Number 4, experiment. Do that one new thing. And keep practicing that. It takes some effort to make a shift. Keep regrouping and keep adjusting as you continue to experiment in what it feels like and what it can look like to do that one new thing differently in this situation. Number 5, assess. How does this one new approach and this one new behavior change the situation in its entirety and your feelings about the situation, and write down what you're noticing is changing within that situation just from that one new approach. And number 6, repeat. So introduce then one more change in that same situation, or identify one new situation in which you would like to make one new change, and just take it one piece at a time and go through that process of getting curious, focusing in, identifying what thing you can change, experiment with changing it, assess what that's doing for you, and then picking one next new thing to try. It is time to confront your excuses. So often we give our power away by looking to factors or people outside of ourselves as the cause for a situation, when really there are things within our control that we can do to reclaim our power and to change that situation in our lives. By doing so, what new reality can you make possible in your life? Let us know how it goes. We love to hear from you. Please visit us at our website at drjohnday.com Leave a comment or a question about this topic, or suggest additional topics that you would like to hear from us on and discuss as a group. And please don't hesitate to reach out and make yourself heard. We're all in this journey together in our quest for wellness and for health and for a rich and full life, and we really can lift one another. Thank you so much for joining us today. We look forward to being with you again in our next episode of the Dr. John Day Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.